Good afternoon. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindela. Here's a look at what's going on. The Marquette City Commission is expected to formally award the contract for curbside waste pickup in the city at their regular meeting tonight in Marquette. Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli says the commission is following up with negotiations with the firm Waste Management for the services.
There was quite an extensive process over the course of the last few months, with the last action of the commission being to direct me to negotiate the final contract. Of course, Waste Management was chosen as the preferred vendor, and the contract has been finalized and will be brought to the commission tonight.
The commission is scheduled to also hear presentations from the UP Children's Museum and the Local Development Finance Authority, and will also be discussing a public art policy for the city. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. New laws concerning guns have been introduced in the state Senate. We hear more from Great Lakes Radio's Nancy Longtine.
Among the proposed legislation is a bill that would allow concealed weapons to be carried in gun-free zones such as schools and bars. The legislation calls for people to get training before being allowed to obtain a permit to carry a concealed weapon in current gun-free zones. Another piece of the package of bills would prohibit schools, colleges, and other public governmental bodies from enacting ordinances to ban guns. The legislation will be taken up in committee. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Nancy Longtime.
The Marquette Township Planning Department and Recreation Committee are holding an informational meeting this evening regarding the proposed 2019 U.S. 41 underpass project. Jason McCarthy, planner and zoning administrator for Marquette Township, says that the meeting is intended to share the latest on the proposed project to put the underpass under U.S. 41 near the Walmart location.
We're inviting people in just to basically go over the plans that we have, a little bit of the background where the project came from, showing some conceptual designs, and let people know where we're at. We want people to come in and get a better idea of what the project is, because we've been getting a lot of questions, so we decided to reach out and invite folks in.
The meeting is scheduled for this evening at 6 o'clock at the Marquette Township Community Room of the Township Hall at 1000 Commerce Drive. Stay tuned. The news continues in a moment. The Western Marquette County Health Foundation's next grant cycle is starting up on October 1st. The foundation provides funding for health and wellness solutions for the communities that are located within Western Marquette County. Foundation Manager Kelsey Reyes is encouraging community members to apply for a grant with the foundation this fall.
On October 1st, which is a Sunday, that is going to be the last day to get your grant requests in. Now, you can get a grant app on the website, which is WMQTCountyHealthFoundation.org. Please get them to me by the end of the day on Friday. If you're unable to, let me know. I will accept them on Monday, October 2nd in the morning.
The foundation will prioritize funding based on programs that service a specific geographic area, and the funding can be provided to applications that seek to enhance health and wellness in the region. That's a look at what's going on in the news of the day. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindela. Stay tuned. Coming up in our community interview, we're going to hear from Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. He'll be joining us for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. That's coming up here on Great Lakes Radio News.